From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and Russia have announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria that includes the two countries cooperating on the fight against terror groups within the country. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday, September 12th at sundown.
And so this is a new equation. And we believe that this new equation offers an opportunity, again, not a certainty, an opportunity for people to be able to find a peaceful solution, because we don't believe there is a military solution.
Sergei Lavrov said he had informed the Syrian government about the arrangements and Bashar al-Assad's regime is ready to abide by them. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, endorsed the agreement and said he would consult with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon before announcing a new round of Syrian peace talks. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
In a statement, members of the Security Council said they will begin to work immediately on appropriate measures under Article 41 of the UN Charter, which specifies non-military actions, including sanctions. This is VOA News.